Hello and welcome to Hiking Pod. So this is the first one in a while. I'm coming to you from my home right now because yesterday I did a big walk from Basildon all the way to Shoebury Ness, and it was a really enjoyable walk. There was a whole section of it where it was across a field, which I kind of planned out using the Ordnance Survey map rather than using Strava and Garmin, which is what I've used previously. So I thought I'd try this out because it's a bit more accurate. I didn't record yesterday's, I didn't podcast it, I only took photographs, but this one I thought I'd actually do a podcast. Now the reason I'm doing the first section from home is because it's through Enfield, so I'm just walking through my home town, so it's kind of like no real, it's not really worth recording, it's not worth podcasting, so I thought I'd do the setup from home. But it will take me through three canals, so I'll eventually get to the River Lee via Ponders End, head all the way down to the Hartford Union Canal at Stratford, and then I'm only on there for a little while, and then move along to the Regent's Canal before heading into London, well, which will be heading into coming off the canal rather into central London, more or less, which will take me up to Drayton Park Station. So the route is about 25 kilometres. Yesterday, I, in terms of miles, I think it was about the same kilometres-wise, but I think I measured it in terms of in terms of miles. So it was about 15, 16 miles I did, which was about 37,000 steps. So my knees feel a little bit sore today, but I thought I'm still going to soldier on. It's not enough for me to not do it, so I'm going to have a go. And it's going to be fun. So, see you on the canal. Okay, so I'm finally out on the canal and just coming up to, I can't remember what the name of the lock is actually, but it's the Edmonton one by Edmonton, around the back of Edmonton Green, I believe, or Pickett's Lock. That's it, that's what it's called. There you go, I've just reminded myself, it's Pickett's Lock. I don't know why that was difficult. So particularly today, it's quite cold. It's probably the coldest day I remember I've remembered rather for a very long time actually. In terms of this year, obviously we've had cold days at the beginning of the year, but we're very used to warm-ish weather and mild weather rather here in London. And I'm wearing jeans, so that's how cold it is. I held out to my usual short wearing right up until the middle of November, I might add. I was definitely wearing shorts for a while, and although I haven't entirely stopped, to be honest with you, but I have for the first time properly this year introduced the concept of wearing jeans again. And it's quite cool actually, because I remembered or forgot rather that I'd actually had a couple of nice pairs of jeans which I'm not used to wearing. I only wear for like 3 months of the year, and so it's kind of nice thinking, oh actually yeah, these are quite cool. So anyway, right, clothing aside or apparel aside, it's quite quiet and overcast today. And so I've done the 5 kilometres across Enfield from where I live to get to the canal. And now I'm heading to what, like the kind of, there's a section really which is kind of Chingford, Upper Edmonton, or Tottenham rather, Upper Edmonton, which I'm heading towards. And there's a few people about actually. But there's a few people coming towards me. But generally, I would say it's quite quiet. And I think we're in that lull before it sort of goes a bit mad for Christmas time. So finally, out of Enfield, and now I believe into Haringey or Tottenham. Not the two are that different. And again, I found the path actually quite busy. There's actually quite a lot of people out and about now. except when I say busy, it's not kind of usual summer busy, it's just busy in terms of there's quite a few people running, there's quite a few people biking, a few people hiking, and quite a few of the people who own boats walking up and down with bags of rubbish and bins of rubbish, actually, mainly, I guess, trying to find their way to the waste part. And then it's kind of the solo parent pushing a buggy along, and then there's people like me. So, and then obviously the lots of boats, well, varying degrees of maintenance. And I have to say, they look really cosy on the inside and really cool. And dog walkers, I've noticed quite a lot of little pups. It's a shame because I'm not entirely sure Molly would have been able to have done this. What a difference a day makes. So this time yesterday, I think I probably just started walking out at Pitsea and then started to head east. No, yes, that's right, east towards Shoebriness. And so now heading south, I thought I'd make a few observations because now I've got this chance to do, because it's not really, I can't really describe this as a countryside walk, because it's not even close to being a countryside walk. I mean, it's still urban, really, so every element of it is urban. So starting off in the quite far north in Enfield and heading south, even though I'm walking along the River Lea navigation, there is kind of nothing really about it that I would say is countryside. It's all very, very urban. Right, so I've got a pair of Merrell hiking boots, which I've had and used for the past... Well, actually, I bought them in 2016 for the all-night hike from Lizard Point to Penzance, which I only ended up doing to Helston. And so that's how long I've had them. They're nearly, 7 years old. And I was kind of umming and ahhing about buying a new pair and thinking I really should do that. And I still haven't. And now I've just noticed, as I've set out on this rather long walk, that they're falling apart. And they started talking to me. That's how bad they are. On the left foot, the first section of it is flapping about. And I thought, great, I've only just noticed this. And I've still got another 10-12 miles to go. So, but then I kind of thought, actually, I might see somewhere along the way, if I can, like a Blacks or a Millets, and I might pop in and see if they've got anything, and maybe buy a new pair, because I've got a new hike coming up, in addition to this one and yesterday's one, because this is what I'm practicing for, is on Wednesday when I go to East Sussex. Now, having said, a big hike, I reckon probably that these 2 days, or singularly each of the 2 days, I will have actually probably have done more in each day than I will be doing on that Wednesday. I think it's just the fact that I'm going out and camping in a hut at the same time. So it's kind of, that's why it's a big adventure. So I'm aiming to actually either do a live broadcast or definitely podcast anyway. But I keep saying that I'm going to make a film and I haven't. Even though I've got this newfangled camera phone, which is amazing quality, and I just managed to take some really good pictures of the moon and Jupiter last night, across the reflecting off of the North Sea when I got to Shoebriness. So that are totally worth doing. Buying rather. So I'm really pleased about that. So I'm hoping I will actually get off my backside and find the I'm hoping that I will actually find the enthusiasm and the gumption to actually make a film. So this is it's not the end of the podcast, and I haven't just turned this on to tell you that I'm, you know, this is the end of the podcast, or it's not the end. I've come to Stratford almost, and pretty much anyway, it's well within only a few more, probably about 10 minutes walking distance now. And it's now getting crazy busy. I'll say crazy, as you can hear. I don't know what that music is, but he's enjoying it. And I'll leave him to it. He did give you a nice smile though. So It's very busy with millennials and trendies and odd shaped boats and homemade boats and banging house tunes. But at least I would say these are all human powered bicycles, which is makes a nice change and very trendy. And I keep forgetting that I have a big white beard and look like Father Christmas. So, but I haven't as yet taken any of the photographs or videos. I can't, and if I'm honest, I can't really say that I'm particularly inspired to do so, really. It's quite, I mean, it's dark in terms of overcast as a late autumnal scene. The River Lee navigation at this point is very cluttered and crowded. There's it's not a scene that I look at and feel inspired by. It's not uninspiring or ugly at all, but it's just not, I don't look at it and think, oh wow, this is a wonderful scene. So I might, if there's space, finish off the rest of this either on the Regent's Canal or back at home, and I'm going to do the closing remarks from there. So I thought I'd do a summary of the walk, and I can say that it wasn't really that cold. I mean, I obviously I understand that the weather had dropped considerably, but I was well wrapped up and I was constantly moving, so I didn't notice that it was cold. I think even there are times when I was a bit warm, actually. So I think my new coat is doing its job. It was quite an enjoyable walk. I think towards the end, once I'd reached the Regent's Canal, I think my legs started to hurt quite a lot and I got bored. So I was kind of looking for a way out and stopped with the map and read the map a couple of times and tried to look for nearby stations, thinking that I'd kind of had enough and that I didn't need to do any more. But I'm pleased that I soldiered on, because I only have those moments are fleeting and they only last for a little while. And I like the fact that I stick to the plan, and I did make it to Drayton Park. And then when I did sit down actually at the station and I was waiting for a train for about 20 minutes, I noticed that it was really cold. Which is quite funny because I hadn't noticed that at all day. There were no incidents to report. It was a nice walk. I mean, I kind of did want to double down on the, it's a nice walk, but it's not particularly scenic. I mean, it's not like walking to Hartford where you're walking out into the countryside and the boats are pretty and the distance between the boats makes the canal look quite attractive and inviting, where as you walk into London and towards Stratford, the boats kind of are on the outside not particularly well maintained, and they kind of it's quite cluttered. So you see a lot of doubling up, I suppose, because there's no kind of real marinas between here and Stratford, really. So the opportunity to moor up, you kind of take what you can get. I did meet a guy, actually. He was asking me directions just after Pickett's Lock. He wasn't from the area. I don't know why I'm telling you this. It's interesting to me. And again, I did the thing where, actually, because I left it in good time yesterday compared to Saturday, as I walked into town, there was quite a nice transition by the time I got to Stratford where it started to get dark. Fortunately, at that point, I'm on a canal. I'm in central London. There's nowhere really to get lost. I mean, you can get lost, obviously, but it's not quite the same as Saturday when I was walking through past Benfleet and into Leon Sea, over the top of Canvey Island and Two Tree Island, where I'll keep heading east, I'm not going to get lost. But if you don't know the terrain, which I clearly didn't, and I could get lost compared to yesterday, obviously, and also it was muddy on Saturday. There were parts, well, not terribly, but there were areas. I will also say that I was rather glad that I did wear my trainers on Saturday and not my holy hiking boots, because it would have been a complete irritation. Although I kind of got used to it yesterday. So it was annoying. and they weren't trashed. I thought my trainers would be covered in mud and trash, and actually they're not. I mean, I just need to wipe them down and they'll be okay. So overall, it was a good couple of days. We're talking in excess of 78,000 steps, 35, 36 miles over 2 days, and about 10 hours of walking. So supposed to go and run for a 5k today, but I haven't got off the sofa since getting up and drinking my coffee and doing my Duolingo. So we'll see. I know I'm going to go out and walk. I have to, even if it's just for 5k, because I've got to keep the muscles moving despite the fact that my hips and my legs are killing me. Actually, they're not killing me. I only notice when I get up and walk them. I'm not like in constant pain. But yeah, it was really good, and I think I'm really looking forward to Wednesday now, when I go down to Lewes in East Sussex and do that walk, which probably, I'm saying it shouldn't be difficult. I've looked on the map, but the danger I have of looking on the maps is I'm confident of the distance, but then never really confident about the terrain. I now remember from my trip to Weymouth earlier on this year, where I'd planned to go all the way down to the lighthouse, which totally escapes me. I can see it, but I can't think of its name. Portland Bill. But hadn't sort of taken into account that riding over the island of Portland would be a horrendous climb, especially on a bike that was a foldy. So anyway, that's totally irrelevant. So thank you for listening to Hike and Pod, the first one since August, I believe, since we came back from Cornwall. I believe that was the last one. So now we're back into hiking for the right weather. I mean, not that there's ever a wrong, but this is perfect conditions for it. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode.